WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Got 2 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, we'll talk about it. Providing it isn't political, we are absolutely not going to go there. All right, other than that, 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. All right, so for whatever reason lately, there have been a number of canceled flights, delayed flights, and horrors about people sitting on the tarmac for hours over the weekend, only to then deplane because they weren't going anywhere at the moment. Well, in many cases, we don't know what's going on. But in the case of Saturday, August 17th in Japan, we know exactly, and it really makes you wonder. A pair of missing scissors led to 36 flights being canceled and 201 delays at New Chitose Airport in Japan. Now, here was the deal. A pair of scissors, quote-unquote, went missing from a store located near the boarding gate. And at that point, kid you not, what they did was they forced all of the passengers who already were in the departure lounge waiting to board their plane to go through security checks again. And again, and of course, searches and delays and all that. And hours later, the airport announced the operator of a, store, yes, on the premises located near the departure lounge had found the scissors that were missing. Now, how is this possible? And by the way, August 17th doesn't mean anything to us, but this is a time of Japan's annual Bon holiday, so there were a lot of flyers. And a lot of people who were waiting in the interim which said, oh, I guess we don't have any chance but to wait, which was true. But how on earth could this happen? So you've got basically, you know, an apothecary convenience store type thing by the departure lounge after the check-in gate, and you know how that is at almost every airport. We've misplaced our scissors! What? All right, so I don't know, because obviously this costs a lot of people any money, what can be done, but it seems like there's one store in Japan that should be liable for whatever it costs the travelers as far as delays and all that. But I looked at this and I thought, no, it's not even possible. And you know, I mean, I guess, yes, I can understand that if you're saying there are missing scissors, but then you would beg the case, wait a minute, this store is after the security checks. Why are they stocking these scissors? Now, of course, it may be that they don't stock these scissors, that they just have them on hand for employees' use. Maybe that's not such a good idea either. Oh, yeah, the world has gone to hell in a handbasket. It's happened. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Brian is in Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well this evening. And, yeah, we're still this evening. Glad you're on. And I was going to say thank you for playing the Wilson Pickett request, I Found the Love. And then I had no idea that he had done a cover of himself from 5 years earlier on that song. Yeah. That was the last song you played last night.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, absolutely. Originally, that was the Falcons with Wilson Pickett. And then 5 years later, he released it as a single by himself.
And I also enjoyed very much the guest you had on, you and the guest both, together.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a very sad story about that lady who took care of that singer for 10 years, got him back in shape, and he was going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Was that Clyde McFadder?
Oh, no. Clyde McFadder died in 1972 of alcoholism in Durham. This was Hank Ballard, and it's a well-known story. Yeah, and it was one of those horrible twists of fate that here he is back on his feet and back performing again and being recognized again, and then splat. Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it was also it was fascinating. Also, the part about who came out with the first rock and roll song ever, and I had heard or read somewhere years ago that somebody opined that it was Ike Turner's Rocket 88 from 1952, if I'm correct.
Right, that which is actually Jackie Brenston. And yes, it's Ike Turner's song, and he should have been gotten the credit on it, but Jackie Brenston got the credit. And that's one of the 50 that's proposed in Steve's books. You know, the thing is, there really isn't a definitive answer. And that's why he wrote, you know, what is the first rock and roll record, and gave 50 candidates for that for various reasons. So I think you first have to narrowly define what it means.
And then I was going to ask you, what did you mean when you said that when you retire and people like yourself retire with the kind of taste in music you have, which I think is wonderful, don't you believe other people will pick up the mantle and continue to play the kind of sounds you play?
No, they'll play the hits. There may be somebody who's playing the big hits, but most of the stuff that I play that, you know, four people bought, if that. No, those records will be lost to history completely. And they mostly have been already. The mega hits, the things that, you know, got in the top 100 of all time, according to whoever, Billboard, Rolling Stones, whatever. Yeah, they'll have a certain amount of longevity from the standpoint of if some historian wants to look them up. But as far as, say, obscure soul, no one's going to know any of this.
But if soul music comes back, say, for example, I believe for decades now, rock and roll needed a heavy dose of soul and rhythm and blues back into it. You know, the old saying I heard from a friend of mine in a blues band way back, that rock and roll had a baby, and they, or the rhythm and blues had a baby, and they called it rock and roll. And if rhythm and blues and soul music comes back into rock and roll and more rhythm and blues, then I think a greater interest might occur. And I hope that when I do not look forward from the day when you retire. But
I do.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah,
but,
I am too. Yeah, I'm ready. But absolutely. But no.
But I believe, I hope that for younger generations they'll be able to enjoy such music.
They'll certainly know the standout hits. But, you know, the other stuff that's lost to history already, you know, like, will they know Ain't Too Proud to Beg? Yeah, they probably will. Will they know that Pat and the Blenders did Just Because? Guarantee you they won't. They don't now. You know, so again, it's a lot of the East L.A. stuff. No, that's gone forever after us. Bertha Tillman, Oh My Angel, my all-time favorite record. No, that will not be preserved by history.
That would be sad.
You know,
but I, in any event, I thank you so much for allowing me some time to chat. And you have a great weekend, and look forward to Trivia Monday.
Sounds great. I do, too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye
now. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, sure. The mega hits, they'll be preserved in some fashion. Yes, people will know that Mary Wells did My Guy. That may be the only Mary Wells record they know, but there could be a few more. But like I say, Bertha Tillman, forget about it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, kind of makes me want to play Pat and the Blenders since I did mention them. Yes, somebody else who will not be remembered by history. All right, we'll get to Bonnie and Butternut, James on the South Side, Stacy from Algonquin, and you coming up on WGN Radio.
Treat me.
James. Well, there it is. I'm entertaining myself. Pat and the Blenders, Just Because, 1968. It was on the Fast Eddie label. And Fast Eddie was actually a Camden, New Jersey record store owner, Broadway Eddie Warthoftig. I'm not making that up. We just call him Warthog, but it's Warthoftig. In any event, Pat Gordon was Pat as of Pat and the Blenders, with a bunch of other guys. And they reformed, Pat did, a few years later under I guess Gamble. It came out on Gamble, and so they had a couple things there that did two, I think, that, well, actually one on TSOP, so Gamble and TSOP, one thing each, and that was it for Pat and the Blenders. And I guarantee you nobody will remember Just Because, which was a flip side of, anyway, of All I Need Is Your Good Good Lovin'. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Stacy in Algonquin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you feeling?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Okay. I wanted to tell you, I know it's sad about Phil Donahue, but he was married to Marlo Thomas.
Yes, everybody. Yeah, from 1980 on, yes. That was the second marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Well known.
And
that's why he moved the show to New York.
That was sad.
Yeah. Well, no, he was 88 years old, and he'd been sick for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I guarantee you that's the old phrase, he's in a better place, and he is. And, you know, he was successful enough that his show will be remembered long after others are forgotten.
Oh, right. So I just wanted to call and tell you and John to have a wonderful weekend.
Well, you too. Everything good with you? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, you know, just the regular aches and pains.
Okay. All right, we'll take that.
But, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there and everything.
Yeah, think about how much better you're doing now than a year and a half ago or so. I mean, you've really come a long
way.
It is, and so congratulations on that. Yeah.
But, You and John have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
And I just wanted to call and just see how you were doing and everything and say, I'm listening. And, oh, I know. Can you play a Delphonic song for me, anyone?
Okay. If it's, I'll try tonight. I mostly got requests tonight, but if I can fit one in, otherwise you will definitely get one next week.
Can you fit in, do you still do... Lou Rawls?
Oh, I'll find something. All right. That'll definitely be next week, but I'm going to find something by Lou Rawls, maybe something you haven't heard. I'm going to look around.
Great. Thank
All right,
you,
thanks.
Raleigh.
Okay, good deal.
You take care.
You too.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right, so I know Stacy loves Lou Rawls, and for good reason too. But I'll find something maybe that's not often played. All right, we'll get to Bonnie and Butternut, James on the South Side, and there's room for you too. Coming up on WGN Radio. Oh, there's no break. There's no break. How about that? All right. There is next half hour because, of course, we'll have the wonderful Walter's perspective. But that means I could talk to Bonnie from Butternut right now. So, Bonnie, hello.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to tell you, after I had sent you the noise of the cicadas.
Yes.
The cicadas have left lava in the oak leaves.
Yes.
And now the mites are down there.
And they're itchy. They're itchy, itchy, itchy. So, yeah,
yes.
There's a lot of people who are scratching like a hound.
Yep, including my daughter.
Oh.
And she thought she was getting a sty on her eye.
Oh,
and
no.
Then this morning her whole cheek was like she had been punched.
Oh.
Ended up finding medical assistance and now has an antibiotic. But she said all the teachers at the school where she works have these bites, and the dogs and the cats. And you're not supposed to open up your windows because these mites go right through the screens. So it's
yeah.
And they're so ugly. I emailed you a picture.
Oh, really?
An enlarged one.
Okay.
And they're so ugly. But anyway, just wanted to fill
you
in
on
the oak leaf explosion.
Yeah, this is horrible because, of course, they're microscopic, so you don't see them, and that you can't feel them, and so the only result is the next thing you're scratching. And apparently, obviously, in areas where there were, you know, massive cicadas, like the pictures you had sent me, that means there are eggs that were left behind in trees. And they say, I think, that brown branches are giveaways that cicadas burrowed their eggs there. But, of course, there's a lot of brown branches on a lot of trees. So this absolutely, I don't think I'd want to spend a lot of time outdoors right now.
Well, you know, when you have pets and you have to get out to go to work and et cetera.
Yes, yes.
I guess they're really in. I guess they're really coming from the oak trees, where the main explosion of them is. So
yeah.
Anyway, so I wanted to tell you about that.
I'm glad you did. I'd say for one thing, when you got to go out, wear long sleeves, even though it's summer and all that. Wear long pants. Wear long sleeves. Some insect repellent might work, but be careful about that.
No, they say that DEET and the other one, Offwoods, they still have a tendency to get you.
Right. But there are some natural oils and things like that that may help you a little. But the bottom line is...
That part is true.
Yeah. The bottom line, though, is that, you know, it isn't a good time to go out unprotected in your swimsuit if you're in an area where you know there were a lot of cicadas.
Yeah. Well, at least they're not up in Butternut.
Well, aren't you lucky? Aren't you lucky? And I know everybody was really we were all talking about the amount of cicadas that were out there, and you know the noise and all that. Well, who would have thought how this is going to really turn out for people? This is not good. Well, we'll see.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Thanks. Good to hear from you.
Well, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Good deal. Yeah, it's, this is, and hey, I just found Bonnie's email, the oak leaf mites. Oh, God, yes, I'm looking at them as you speak. Yeah, when you enlarge them, but you know, when you enlarge anything, you got a problem. Yeah, none of them are good looking, and the mite is no exception, that's for sure. So we'll pick it up there. We've got Mark in Aurora, we've got James on the South Side, and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time, 'cause it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. We're gonna move it slow. When lights are low, when you move it slow, it sounds like a moan, and it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. Now listen to the beat. Kinda pat your feet. You got soul, and everybody knows that it's all right. Whoa, it's all right. When you wake up, let's do. I'ma learn a song, make life your goal, and surely something's gotta come to you.
And say it's alright.
Say it's alright.
WGN Radio. I'm Robert James. What a fine song. The Impressions, It's All Right. Yes, 1963, ABC, Paramount. Fran in Austin wanted to hear that, and I concur. It's a great song. All right, speaking of great songs, I see John in Oaklawn, and it says Detroit Emeralds. All right, John, welcome back to WGN. What would you like to hear by them?
Hi, Raleigh. Well, you did me a solid a couple months ago with Resurrection Shuffle. Remember that? Ashton, Gardner, and Dyke?
Yeah.
Nobody ever plays that, but I was thinking about the Detroit Emeralds, Feel the Need in Me.
Oh, yeah, Feel the Need, absolutely. Yes.
Can you follow like, up hit to on Baby the Let Detroit Me Take Emeralds?
You. Yeah, it's a follow up to Baby Let Me Take You. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. We'll be happy. I'm going to see if it's here. I think it is because I like that song. Yeah, okay. I believe I have several of it. Yeah, my God, I've got six of them. All right, so I guess I couldn't have too many files on that, could I?
Yeah, all that's right. Barrack songs again, Riley. That's yeah. What we remember back in the day.
All right.
Well, no one ever plays them anymore, and if you could hit one of them, that would be cool.
All right, you will hear the Detroit Emeralds coming up on WGN. Thank you.
Thanks, Riley.
All right. So, yeah, Feel the Need in Me. So, a fine record. Yeah, I don't know who, I mean, you know, my little AM, I play all of these songs, but, you know, that covers, what, a square block? No, it covers, you know, obviously a market, but not the world. But I don't know if there are any major stations left. I guess maybe on their HD2s or 3s. Well, even that's going away for obvious reasons. But, all right. So, we'll do that. And I'll look to Mark from Aurora. All right, Mark, welcome back to WGN.
Yeah, did I just hear you say that the HD signals are going away?
No,
No.
Here's the deal. When HD was first announced and in place, a lot of people were doing interesting things with their 2s and 3s. But and some cases, if you really want to split the bandwidth, 4s, although not often. But here is the thing. Most stations have used it for another purpose, either to air a station that they can relay on a translator if they're looking for specific areas that they want to cover that their main station wouldn't, kind of getting around the rules. So that's fairly common. The other thing is they lease them out. You know, they're no longer offering, you know, like an oldie station that's playing the 80s and 90s today might have had an HD2 that had 50s and 60s or whatever. Well, they, you know, they might be basically leasing it out to a third party now, that kind of thing. So there are fewer and fewer viable HD2s and 3s, let's say that.
Because here in Chicago, we have a nice one, the last I knew, the HD2 channel on WDRV does something called Deep Tracks, and they format it rather like a late 60s, early 70s underground station.
Right.
And what they do is they play rare rock and roll tracks, and they play long versions, and I love that channel and wouldn't want to see it go away.
Well, I hope it doesn't.
Now, the marketing manager at the drive told me when I picked up some contest winnings that they had stopped doing their stream on the Deep Tracks channel because they weren't making enough money on it.
Well, and it's expensive because unlike terrestrial radio, when you're doing that stream, you're paying Sound Exchange. And I think the drive is still owned by Hubbard. You know, they're a pretty good pretty good operator. And so their primary, their terrestrial would HD1, if you will, would be a classic rock. And then they do the HD2, like you're saying, Deep Tracks or something like that. You see that. You just see that less and less now. You know, well, as I say, many people, let's say you're a station in way suburban Chicago and you're, say, you know, would love to cover Chicago with a translator, but that translator would be outside your primary coverage area and you know you can't do it. But let's say you have another station in Chicago and you put the station you'd like to get a translator for on your HD2. See, now you've gotten yourself into that metro, and you can get a translator for it when the window opens up. And so you see a lot of that, which I think is a very poor use of HD. But unfortunately, there's so little on HD that it's hard now to find the radios because they don't sell many of them. And so, you know, I think it's been mismanaged from the start. But anyway, yes, there are a few.
I used to have a Dave Sequeira that picked up HD, and Dave Sequeira is a professional tuner brand. It's not really meant for consumers, although a lot of consumers buy it. And actually, I've got to get a new one because I lost my old one in the fire that forced me to leave the place I was living. But anyway, the other thing that I wanted to say that the drive is one of the few American FM stations that's still not resorting to voice tracking.
That's great. And as I say, Hubbard's a good operator.
They have live announcers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the thing I originally called about was that atomic clock station in Colorado. I got to thinking about what she said, that their towers are 287 feet apart, and it occurred to me that that's almost the length of a football field, which isn't surprising because it's a 60 kilohertz station. But I think you also said that they are on a north-south alignment, and I wondered about why that would be instead of an east-west alignment, because I would think that, you know, since the United States is longer horizontally than it is vertically, they might want to do that coverage area. And the only reason I can think of for them being in a north-south alignment is that they want to serve Canada. Now, do you know anything about that?
The only thing I know right now, you're talking about WWVB, the thing that's near Colorado Springs.
Yes.
I don't know
whether they got their tower fixed or not.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That kind of went down in April due to wind damage. And
yeah.
The last update
yes.
that I heard was they're in the process of getting the material to do it, and they expect to have it done by the end of September. And it's three towers.
It's three towers.
Yeah, it is three towers. So you can there's no shortage of information on this. You're online, so you can actually.
I can't see websites.
Well, you don't have to see them, but don't you have like Window Eyes or JAWS?
No.
Oh, you need to
do this.
All I have
is an iPhone.
Oh no, I would say somebody is listening who knows about say JAWS for iPhone. See, I don't, because I don't like phones. But I know, you know, if you had a laptop, there's so many different things that will read the whole thing. And believe me, this is just text. So help 888-876-5593. What would be a screen reader for iPhones that the blind could use? That's something that we all need to know. I can't believe that you've been going without something like this, because the world will be your oyster when you can do this. And but yeah, originally it was north-south in 1962, but I think there's a third now. I could be wrong, but I was pretty sure that there was a third now. But anyway, it was north-south originally in 62, and it was weird how they were doing it as far as that goes. So anyhow.
Well, like I say, the only reason I can think of for them wanting to be north-south is to serve Canada, because otherwise they're just beaming down into Texas, and, you know, the United States is longer horizontally than it is vertically.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure that there's something online that would tell me this, because, like I say, there's no shortage of information on why they would want to do it. But what I do know now is that the south antenna was damaged. But I swear I thought it was a trio at this point. But I could be wrong. All right.
Do you happen to remember whether they were... So that if it's a three-tower array, that means it's a strong null in one direction.
Well, I don't know, because they were, the way I remember them, and see, that's why I say I swear I thought it was three, was they were not in line. It was two. It was almost like it was like a triangle. And I never bothered to ask anybody why or what. So now I have to go back and try and see what I can find out. Maybe one of those antennas, because there were three, isn't used. So I'll find out.
It occurs to me to wonder, is there any such thing as an atomic clock that gives an audio readout?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, good, good. Because when I used to be able to see, I was fascinated to see how the signal would get stronger at night, and the little the little icon that would blink would invariably blink strongly at night, especially in the wee hours, and then it would always do the rapid blinking during the day, which meant that you weren't getting it, and that was just here in Chicago.
What I have to do also is find out some that are affordable, because obviously, you know, you could do like antelope, you know, like antelope, and you're looking at thousands of dollars or a couple thousand anyway. But so what I need to see, because I know I've been down this road before for somebody, and there is something that isn't $7,000. You know, believe me, there is.
You mean the clock?
Yeah, the clock. Actually, those antelopes, they're $7,000. You don't. You have absolutely no reason for that, and
what more do they offer at that price?
Well, they do actually, but nothing that you would need, they're used in studio situations. But anyway, I will try to find something, but I bet you that Jim in New Hampshire is going to have some answers. So keep listening.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So we will talk about that because this is important, and especially got to get a screen readers for Mark's phone. But in the meantime, we have to see what is on Walter's mind. That's right. It's time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com. The long version, clearly, what the intro, but nonetheless, the Detroit Emeralds, who originally were the Emeralds because they were in Little Rock, but then they moved to Detroit and became the Detroit Emeralds, and they were signed to Westbound, which was an interesting little label. It was in Southfield, 10 Mile Road in Southfield in Detroit, and a guy named Armin had it, and the Ohio Players and Funkadelic were on it for a while, and unfortunately, Armin, I forget his, like, Baladian. But anyway, he had the label, and I believe he was Armenian, but last name. But anyhow, a number of people were on it in their fairly brief existence, including, of course, the Detroit Emeralds. All right, so 888-876-5593, ask and I shall receive. And Tom in North Aurora has advice for iPhone readers. So what do you got for me, Tom?
Okay, good evening, Raleigh. I have only called in a few times. I like your show.
Thank you.
All right. It's called VoiceOver. VoiceOver.
Okay.
Now, if you've never had it on, you go to Settings and Accessibility.
Uh-huh.
And turn it on.
Really? So this is not even an app you have to get. This is built into the
system.
Nope,
it's right out of the box.
All right, well, come on. Mark should have known this. So Settings and Accessibility, and then you'll get to VoiceOver. All right.
You have to turn it on.
Right.
It'll be at the top.
Okay.
Now, when you turn it on, if you have an issue, you can say HEYSIRI, turn voiceover off.
Okay. If you, you will. By the way, if you use Siri, but
I know, but that's a quick way to do it.
If he does use it, that's a great way to do it. Now, if can Siri turn it on as well, or do you have to manually do the settings?
No, he can. He can have SIRI turn it on.
Oh, that's perfect. So, hey Siri, settings, accessibility.
Okay,
turn
you
on
say
voiceover.
It. A lot of guys with iPhones. It's like the Alexa thing, right?
Yeah, right. Same deal.
I've been with the iPhone since the iPhone 3.
Okay, well, good deal.
And it's a whole lot better now than it used to be. He will have to...
Hang on 1 minute. Don't go away. John says I'm blowing the news. We don't want to do that on WGN Radio.
Go, go, go.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, lover. Set me free from your spell. You made me weep, cut me deep. I can't sleep, lover. I was cursed from the first day I fell. You don't want me, but you want me to go. Wanting you, how I pray that you will say that we're through. Please turn me loose, what's the use? Let me go, lover.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Joan Weber. Of course, we were talking about that last night, and I promised I would play that as a request. Now, who was that? I guess it was Robert and Stickney wanted to hear that. Yeah, 1954, recorded 1955, Columbia released. And a lot of mysteries surrounded Joan Weber, who couldn't be found for years. She's now past tense, unfortunately. But yes, Let Me Go, Lover. She did a tremendous job with that song. A lot of people covered it, but no one quite as good. So we heard from Mark, who Tom says, a big thank you to you, Tom. He's going to try exactly what you said.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, when he will have to, there's a practice. He can practice with it. It tells you exactly what to do. You can swipe left with one finger, right with one finger, swipe up or down with two fingers, swipe up or down with three fingers. There's a lot to it, but he's got to practice.
Okay, I can see exactly what you're saying, sure, because if he's not seeing the phone and he's trying to swipe.
Yeah, I have no sight.
Right, so he needs to know. So one finger for left or right, two fingers for up or down, and what does three fingers do?
Three fingers, they all do different things.
Yeah,
so,
right.
They're just saying very, very general terms here.
Right.
Three fingers up and down, two fingers up and down, one finger left or right.
Okay.
That's okay. Just the very tip of the iceberg. This thing is good. And I've been, like I said, I've been with it since the iPhone 3.
Oh, great.
And I'm an old retired. I'm from 72, and I'm a retired IT guy.
Perfect.
So, and I was going to ask, I know it's crazy, I'm 72 years old, but is it possible you could play three different songs? I have them, by the way, on my computer. I have 12 terabytes of music on my computer.
Okay.
From 1889 to I stopped in 2015.
Okay.
But I do listen to you quite often, very often, actually. One is Yellow Balloon by the Yellow Balloon.
Oh, God, okay. You're
I know, it's not your, but I was a kid. I went to a boarding school, and everybody who had records played whatever they had.
Oh, yeah.
The other one is Tapioca Tundra by the Monkees.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I know. Right. It's and I do like the doo-wop stuff you play.
Yeah.
And I have it. I have a lot of it in my favorite. And the last one is Leapy Lee, Little Arrows.
Little Arrows. Okay. So a real trio there of bubblegum. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. You know, I was in my teens and when a lot of this stuff.
Well, you were older than most of the fans. This really is for the 11-year-old set.
I know. But we were, you know, poor guys, and we had to do to while away the time. Let's put it that way.
Understood. Yeah, from 13 and to 8.
And I called you. Yes. I don't know, back at Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
My wife had passed away. In February of 2021, after 45 years of marriage. She was blind also, had four brain tumors and two strokes, had to take care of her.
Oh my God.
But in June, I got married again.
Happy. This is excellent news. So tell me about
her. Absolutely. This girl I knew before my wife, she had did not come down to the school yet where we went.
Uh-huh.
And I have been working on this girl's computer for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, going in and out of Chicano.
Yeah.
In the morning, coming back home at night to take care of my wife.
Yeah.
And so we got married June 15th.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's peaceful. I'm back to, I had no, after my first wife died, I had no ambition. I just... Nothing left.
Right, no will to live. I understand that completely.
No, it was even doing things around the house.
Right, it's like why
cooking.
Right, why bother? Why bother? It's depression. Typical depression.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was. I mean.
Yeah.
You're talking 45 years. Well, 35 years of sickness.
No, absolutely, and you were the caregiver, and as tough as that was, it gave you a primary focus, and when she died, it's like all you were went with her, and absolutely.
Geez.
Yeah.
So I bought a puppy.
What'd you get?
4.5 years ago.
What is it?
It is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Oh, that's a bit of work.
Ah, yeah, he's a good boy, though. About 40 pounds and 10 pounds of it is treats. He is my pup, and he's still not used to her, but he is absolutely the best pup I've ever had.
That's great.
And it had been 8.5 years since I bought a pup, and I have had 8 dogs now in this house.
Yeah.
Over 49 years.
Well, that's great, and that's a good choice from the standpoint of they're usually pretty quiet. They're not big time barkers, and they're not.
He protects the house.
Right.
He will, and I tell him he's a good boy.
Yeah.
You know, I talk to him. He knows he can say I want if he wants a treat.
Uh-huh.
He said the other night. He said no, I won't. When I made a
Good.
And he said I was. He wanted out, and I was doing something out here, and I couldn't. And he said, "Come on."
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
It's just. So I when I got him, I'll tell you quickly because I know you're strapped for time. But my daughter took me up when I called the Wuhan virus. Leave that alone. Day I went to get a pair of shoes, and the shoe store was closed. And she says, "Let's go look at dogs." And I went, okay. So yeah, well, I don't want this one. I don't want that one. And I mean, okay, let me see this little guy.
Mm.
He was all by himself. I mean, literally all by himself.
Yeah.
Not neutered or anything, and I've never done that. I don't think I'm going to. Anyway, so I got him. They brought him in, and they said, you can pet him, reach down and pet him, but you can't pick him up. Well, I've had a lot of injuries. I was paralyzed by a chiropractor back in 95, broke my neck twice. So, I had to learn how to walk again. And she says, you can sit on the floor. Well, I can sit on the floor, but it's hard for me to get up. So I sat on the floor, but you can't put him in your lap. So what does he do? He comes up and he starts crawling up me.
Right.
This guy was only long as his average hand.
Yeah.
He starts crawling up me, and he gets up to my shoulders, and he puts his arms around my neck. And I said, you're coming home with me.
Aww.
And I say, always say, I went to buy a pair of shoes and came home with a hush puppy.
Yes, a hush puppy. That's great. That's just great. I love it. That's wonderful.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Good luck with the guy.
Yeah. And Tom, next week, I promise, Yellow Balloon, followed by Tapioca Tundra and Little Arrows. I may play them all back to back so we don't have to endure it for too long.
I understand. And you know the other side of that record, right? It's backwards.
Yeah. Well, of which one?
Yellow Balloon.
Oh, yes. Yes, unfortunately it is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, what do they say? From 13 to 8, you'll think that it's great. All right. I'll be playing it.
No.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, Raleigh. Right. Thank
Good
you.
Deal.
Have a nice night.
You too. All right. So now also for Mark, who I think is still listening, I went back and found one of the websites I had looked for, independentliving.com, ILA. They make a nice designer, not that you care if it's a designer, but it's a little nice desktop type thing, easy, small, fairly small, for like $42, that talking atomic clock and calendar. But also, one of the things that I think is neat is they've got a talking atomic keychain. It's only like $23, and it's got a big button to press for the time and all that. So you might want to check those out, independentliving.com. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and we will get back to Debbie from Raleigh, who's got more cell phone advice. Yes, I'm pushing people with advice from Mark up to the front of the class, and then we will be back to you on WGN Radio.
Give a lifetime of stability. Anything you want of me. Nothing is impossible for you. There are no words or ways to show my love or all the thoughts I'm thinking of. 'Cause this life is no good alone. Since we've everything I do now makes sense. All roads end, all I do is for you. For you I share the cup of love that overflows, and anyone who knows us knows I would change all I have for you. There is no low or high or in between of my heart that you haven't seen.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Very palatable and perfect for the quiet storm, and that was Van's request in Chicago. Kenny Lattimore for you, 1996 on Columbia. All right, so 888-876-5593, and Debbie and Raleigh has got some cell phone advice for Mark. What you got, Debbie?
Okay, the phone I use is a candy bar style phone, and it's called the Blind Shell Classic 2, and their site is blindshellusa.com.
Let me back up and say he's got an iPhone, so he wants to use the iPhone.
Okay, but, well, this one is just so much easier to use. I mean, he could always get it as a second phone.
Okay, the candy bar, so tell me more about the candy bar.
Okay, it has speech built in, and everything on it speaks. I mean, it's got a screen above the buttons and keys.
Okay.
And that's what I like because I'm no good at tapping and swiping with one or two fingers or whatever.
Okay.
And Of course, and another trick with voiceovers, you can hit the bottom button four times and it'll turn voiceover on and off. So that's for those that have an iPhone.
Okay.
I learned that by trying to charge up my aunt's phone, and they couldn't get the voice on. I don't know how I did it, but I called AT&T tech support, and the guy told me that trick. But this phone, everything on it talks, and it has YouTube, which it doesn't have any ads, so you don't have to bother with that mess. You can go on the internet with it. You can.
Well, now, wait. When you're talking about like it has YouTube without ads, that's because of whatever service you're using with it. So what are you
using?
Well,
no, it's used every service you have it with, like Consumer Cellular, T-Mobile, whatever. The YouTube feature is built in, so you don't have to worry about ads. It's a complimentary thing that they allow.
I need to back up further because I'm aware of what you're talking about with candy bar, because normally they're just called form factor phones, where it's a slab or a block or a candy bar. It's like a cube.
Yeah, it's open. You know, right. There's no cover.
But a lot of people make these. So apparently what you're talking about is one that is specific to your needs. So who's the manufacturer?
Everything on it talks.
Who's the manufacturer?
I don't know. It's overseas, so I don't really know. But if you go to the blindshellusa.com site, it'll tell you that. And I financed mine through something called Affirm, which allowed me to make payments of $40, give or take, for almost a year. And
All right, so now let's go back. Blind Show USA?
Shell, like a seashell.
Okay, Blind Shell USA. Let me look for this website. Okay, so it is easy to find, blindshellusa.com. It's down for maintenance. Great.
Oh, shucks. Oh, yeah. Isn't that a blip?
Yeah, Blind Shell USA.
The reason I like it is because there's bars above the keypad, and it's got real keys and buttons. You know, it's got a dot on the 5, and, you know, it's got these long bars that let you go through the menus, you know, like call, contacts, you know, settings, whatever the...
Right. No, I understand completely.
It's not for everybody. Some people want an iPhone, and I give them credit. You know, for me, with my old memory, I just, it can still do a lot. I mean, I can look up something at 3 a.m. on the internet if I want to, and, you know, save it in bookmarks or whatever you can do with an iPhone. I mean, it has something called Be My AI, which allows you to take a picture of something, and it won't always get it right, but I can at least tell what the piece of mail I get is from. You know, if it's a stupid paper copy of a bill or whatever. And it's got a call a volunteer. And
good.
It's got a rather expensive feature that I don't use that will, you know, you can pay to use it for so many minutes, but I don't use that.
I'm reading about it right now. AFB has a write-up on them as well. And, you know, all the features you're talking about. And, yes, it would be through Blind Shell, the Blind Shell Classic accessible phone. And it's about 300.
It's a 2. The first one went out, but this is the second generation of it.
Right, because it needs to be. The older one was based on GSM. In other words, it was a technology they're just not using anymore. But
This is 4G, and not every server will work with it. I think Xfinity won't, but I know Consumer Cellular and T-Mobile will.
And probably AT&T then.
Their towers,
All right. And
I would advise people to get a case, you know, because of the openness of the phone. But
it's about 340.
You can do voice dictation.
It's good. It's about $349, so you have to be willing to do that. But
it's well worth the money, in my opinion. That's all it's worth.
It's great advice. I'm very glad. Hopefully that Mark will keep this in mind because it sounds like it would be an easier alternative. So thank you for that.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'll let you go. I didn't hear from anybody.
No, that's
me,
great.
That's okay. All right, Luke, you take care.
You too. Thanks. Okay. All right, we'll find out what's going on in the news right now on WGN Radio.
diamond ring, but he doesn't satisfy all your needs. Oh no, I'll be more than willing to do the things he doesn't do, whatever it may be. You can always count on me to keep it on the low key, confidentially. Just keep it on the low key. Let's keep it on the low key. I won't tell nobody, baby. Let's keep it on the low key. That you're giving your love to me. His riches seem to never end. A Rolls Royce, Mercedes Benz. But these are just material things. Oh yeah. He's never got the time to do the things I want to do to you. Let me help you. Like a bird, I'll make you sing. But keep it on the low key. Confidentially.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we have about 20 minutes and a full board of calls, so hopefully I'm going to get to everybody, but I'm not sure. And so that was Low Key, by the way. That's Marshall Thompson, who, by the way, has a birthday tomorrow. So happy, happy birthday to Marshall. He's 82. Yeah, Marshall Thompson and the Shylights. So born in 1942, right in Chicago. So happy birthday, Marshall. All right, so before we do anything else, I see Steve Bryant wants to talk about Joan Weber. All right, Steve, welcome back to WGN.
Raleigh, thank you very much. Yeah, I heard you play "Let Me Go," and I immediately knew it was Joan Weber.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. Her brother was my seventh grade teacher.
Oh, that's great.
In Williamstown, New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
And found out. I'm sorry. She lived with her brother.
Yeah.
In Paulsboro,
uh-huh.
New Jersey, and I got the feeling maybe there was some problem because he was kind of raising her, I think it was early preteen daughter. They all lived in the same house, but that's where she wound up, in Paulsboro, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because she died of heart failure, but she was in a mental institution. And actually in Camden County. So she had in and out of psychiatric hospitals throughout her life. And, you know, I think in that first marriage that produced that child, there was some form of abuse or what have you. And she was pregnant.
Okay.
She was pregnant when she wrote, you know, when she recorded the song. And then she just disappeared for years. And they couldn't even find her to give her royalties for years. So that was the deal there. Now, I hope you were listening last night because that was a great tip.
I missed it.
Oh, man, that was a great tip you gave me. Well, I'm gonna find this right here. Because not only did I play the Leon Redbone that you suggested, but, and of course, the horrible record by Doris Day, but I pulled the excerpt from the original 1928 and played it. Because, man, did you hit the nail on the head. It was a direct rip.
Yes, now, absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Same
song. I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh, had you heard the original?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
then
I have.
You know.
Yes,
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, that's where, I mean, yes, Leon Redbone, you can make the case, but, man, that original, it's like, this is a 20 years later, it's the same damn song.
Yeah, just a couple of different lyrics and slap Doris Day on it. You're ready to go. Well, look, I know you've got a full board, but I just wanted to pass the Joan Weber thing along.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. Now, at the time that he was your teacher, were you aware who Joan Weber was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was. She had, there was an episode of I Love Lucy where Lucy broke into that song, and I asked my mother, I said, what is that song? She said, oh, that's by Joan Weber, that's Let Me Go. And I think she actually made the Sullivan Show with it. It was a big enough of a hit. But then I asked Mr. Weber, I said, is Joan Weber your sister? And he kind of sheepishly said, well, yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's hilarious. The likelihood of him saying yes was almost nil. That's hilarious.
I know. It was just, well, he had talked about, I think he said my sister Joan at one point
okay.
in class.
All right.
And I wasn't sure. This, by the way, I had very few great teachers. He was a great teacher. He inspired me.
Oh, wow.
I didn't wind up a scientist or an engineer, but I won my first science fair under him, where I built a horizontal solar furnace using a Fresnel lens and a concave mirror. and the baby cranked up to over 2,000 degrees. And that was my first win, and I went on from there to start winning science fairs, and now here I am, an ex-QVC host.
Right, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, considering some of the things you sold, that actually came in very useful. Now, maybe not for the poop and moose, but for many other things.
Very good. Yeah. Anyway, Raleigh, thank you so much.
All right, great to talk to you. Thank you for calling, and talk to you soon.
My pleasure.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Stephanie in Madison has iPhone advice. All right, Stephanie, what do you know?
Hey there. I have iPhone advice. And, you know, there are definite advantages with the iPhone and the blind shell. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm kind of holding one over the other, but it has been well worth the effort I have made to learn the iPhone. I'm working and have worked with the access technology person at the Wisconsin Council of the Blind, Visually Impaired. Wonderful teacher. Really, truly, this guy's gifted. I am so glad that I've stuck with it. I kind of took it slow. But I wanted to say was you go into the App Store on your iPhone, and there is an app called VO Starter. Okay, so it has all the different gestures and there's a number of them for voiceover. And it explains them really well. It has like practice and there's all kinds of other stuff. But it's a specific app. It's called VO Starter. Go into the App Store and download it to your phone. It's worth it. It really is. And I have a real quick request. If I could, I would love to hear Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford.
I Need Your Lovin'.
Yes, I Need Your Lovin'. I love that song. Mm-hmm. Somewhere way back when I read Wikipedia, Don Gardner thought it was a piece of garbage, but I think it's a great song. I love it.
Isn't that usually the way? I can't tell you how many people have dissed what later turns out to be hits, and that one was a hit, and we'll play it for you next week.
All right. You have a good one, Raleigh.
All right,
it's good
thanks.
To talk to you.
You too. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, and let's see what else I got happening here, who I can get to before the night is over. Okay, we've got Eduardo in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN.
Yeah, Raleigh, let me get to this story here briefly. The SS Richard Montgomery, they got 1,400 tons of explosives. That's from World War II. And they were a little bit nervous that it might trigger a tsunami towards London. So that's going to be an interesting story if they're going to be able to get to that stuff.
Yeah, I think this story's been in the news for months now. And it was built during World War II. It was an American ship originally, and it was obviously shipwrecked, and it's there. And so I know, I think it was, back in April when they were talking about the explosives on it, and because there were many objects that were found, or I think they kind of had their oh my God moment. And so 1,400 tons of explosive cargo, and so they've been working on that. So, we'll see. Some things they had no plans to remove, period, things that were buried in the mud, for instance. But there were other things that they were looking on working. So you're saying now there's issues with that at the moment? Because they announced this in like 2020, right when COVID was hitting. They were all talking about let's find a way to minimize the detonation. But so what brought it up in the news again?
There really isn't, other than an urgency to try and get that removed. They didn't really go into any new details about that.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens.
Right, exactly.
It's near Kent. You can see like the mask, the top of the mask above the water. That's how you can tell.
Yeah, it looks almost like buoys. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, You've got a number of books. I haven't seen anything that, you know, really was new to the story, but maybe there is. I don't know. Like I was mentioning earlier, we kind of been laughing about it. Astrologers were all predicting all hell to break loose this week. It was going to be just terrible. And, you know, they had all these, you know, damaging aspects that were, you know, going to come to get us. And I'll tell you, it's been relatively quiet everywhere. And fortunately for the DNC, it was relatively quiet as well. So I don't know, maybe the Richard Montgomery will blow up and we'll have some news. I don't know.
Yeah. Stay tuned, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Raleigh, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend, everyone.
It. Yeah, I know the Daily Mail had a big article, must act now, but, it'll explode and unleash a tsunami. Well, I guess it could, but that's kind of like the astrologers who were convinced that this would be the week that was. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, real quick, in moments, I've got James on the south side. I don't want to leave without talking to you at all, so just pick your one favorite story and let's talk about it.
Okay, well, they finally said something about that chicken thing. What happened with it?
Oh, we found out who she sold it to?
Well, we haven't found out specifically, but that she sold it, used the money for gambling.
Well,
she
yeah,
had
that
a bad gambling habit.
Right, that part I know, but I still want to know, and that's your assignment to find out. Because again, you know, everybody talked about this, and for people who don't know, this woman sold like 11,000 cartons of chicken wings, $1.5 million worth of chicken wings that she pilfered from the schools due to her job. And yes, she used it to gamble, but again, how do you fence 11,000 packages, cartons of chicken wings? You know, I would think it would take a lot of time and effort to set up that distribution.
Yeah, and it's not like, and consider that this was during a pandemic, and restaurants were having enough trouble with workers, let alone getting supply.
Well, and that's the thing. Now, let's say you're a restaurant. Here comes this person you've never seen before saying, hey, you want to buy some chicken wings? I mean, how do you pull that off? I think most people would say, go away.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Unless your supplier is basically out of commission. Remember how many slaughterhouses were down and stuff like that.
Well, right, but I still don't know how you give yourself the credibility to be able to market this and how you do that. And yes, you might even say, well, restaurants were having a hard trouble getting chicken wings, but I still say, no, there's part of this story we don't know, and I keep bringing it up because I think there are other people involved. I don't think she could successfully do this on her own.
Yeah, and I really think that she actually got manipulated. I don't think she really is even the head of this.
Yeah, so she gets like 9 years in prison for stealing $1.5 million, 11,000 cartons of chicken wings. But again, there's no way in God's green earth I can imagine that she alone knew how to fence this.
I know, and I think there was somebody who knew she had a problem and basically manipulating her, knowing that she was going in supply. And
I'll tell you, whoever it was, she's afraid to talk up. You know, she ain't speaking.
Now if this guy, the NFL guy, goes and pays that 1.5, okay, now this guy just simply disappear with like the wind.
Right, yeah. Chris Jones, the Kansas City Chiefs star, who'll pay that $1.5 million to free the worker. No, come on. All right. I'm not too happy about that story, but I still hope somebody will follow up how she pulled this off. Keep me posted.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Nice week.
You too.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. All right, so we'll get to Jim and Jeff and John, hopefully in the waning moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we only have about 5 minutes left. Oh, less than that, so I figured we'll forego the bumper. John is in Oaklawn. We're going to talk about early Jacksons. Welcome to WGN.
Raleigh, again, thank you. I was thinking about, for us boomers, the Jackson 5 Steel Town label out of Gary.
Yes.
Let me carry your school books. Mm-hmm. Very valuable 45. You got it?
Yeah, I think I might. I know I've got, what is it, Big Boy. For sure. There were a couple singles they released, and they should have done better, actually, than they did, because they did make a distribution deal with Atlantic. But yeah, I can find that. How about I play it for you next week?
You can, and I appreciate it.
All right, good deal. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Raleigh. Appreciate your show.
Great to have you. All right, so 888-87... No, I'm not giving the phone number out because we're not going to have time. I can just tell. But I think I'm going to actually do it, don't you know? Jim in New Hampshire, what's up, Jim? Well, Jim went to bed. Who could blame him? Hopefully he'll call next week because it's always fun talking radio with Jim. So we'll close it out with Jeff in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN. No, we won't. I'll be talking to myself after that. Oh, well. And I appreciate them waiting. See, they didn't think they'd get on, but they did. That's the secret. You always have to call early. Now, tomorrow night is a replay of Monday Night Trivia. And then Monday, of course, we'll be back at it right at 10 o'clock sharp for Monday Night Trivia. And I believe there are full shows all next week. So that's the deal on that. Now, so how about that? I got a whole minute to talk. And should have played a bumper. I tell you what, yeah, like maybe Marty Robbins, Strawberry Roan. That was one I had queued up there for James, but we'll, and there's a whole story behind that too, but we'll get to that. But in the meantime, where was the new moon and full moon information? Because I always promise to keep you, well, of course, the full moon just happened and nothing happened with it. But the next new moon is Monday night, September 2nd, 9 o'clock Central, actually 8:56 Central. So keep that in mind. And then the next full moon, as far as that goes, is Tuesday, September 17th. I am going to be looking all over the web to see if anything horribly untoward happened somewhere in the world to fulfill all of the doomsday sayers for this week, all the astrologers and things like that. But far as we can tell, we didn't find anything, nothing at all. So we've got a straggler question for next Monday. If you don't know what it is, you can hear it tomorrow night, and hopefully that'll do it. So on that note, a little early, but that's just the way it is. I'm Raleigh James. That is a wrap, and we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. We'll do it again Monday on WGN Radio.